I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Ellie Burlow. This time, Ellie goes to an evening milking at a dairy on Martha's Vineyard.
Alan Healy and his wife, Caitlin Jones, run Mermaid Farm and Dairy in Chilmark with their brood, a couple of young boys and a couple of border collies, who mostly keep the herds of sheep and cows in line, and the pigs too, when they get out, and the people who come by the farm stand for vegetables, grains, yogurt, raw milk, cheese, and meat. In full disclosure, my son Max has worked there since he was 14. There's a lot going on at Mermaid Farm, but one of the things that has to happen every day, twice a day, is milking the cows. I visited Alan and the milker one evening in January.
They're averaging around 40 to 45 pounds a day.
His son, Everett, helps with the record keeping.
Rowan did 16 and Averill did 18.
He's talking about the cows, Rowan and Averill, not people. About 8.6 pounds of milk equals 1 gallon.
When it gets cold, they make less milk. They're putting more energy into keeping warm than making milk. Which is important, because if a cow doesn't make enough milk, then the margins are so small in such a this operation that we really need to keep the production up.
These days, there are 4 humans taking care of the cows' twice-a-day milkings. Caitlin Crowell is a relative newcomer to the farm. She has 12 years of experience growing vegetables, but she never expected to become a dairyman, never mind fall in love with it.
Really love it and can't imagine doing anything else. Yeah, I had no idea that would happen. It was wild, but very pleasant and welcome. And it's just a beautiful routine. And yeah, I really enjoy all the smells and the sounds and like the clicking of their heels. I just think they're really beautiful animals.
Caitlin is calm, beastly in strength, and works hard. She's steady and extremely shy. Just my presence in the milking parlor made her more nervous than the cows, I think. She probably got less milk because of me. Alan says a pound or two per cow doesn't sound like much, but when Caitlin Crowell milks, say 7 or 8, 9 times a week, and she gets that extra pound or a couple, it adds up. It's a significant amount.
This is Vivian. I think it's Alan's favorite cow. She's a real sweetheart.
The milking parlor is like an oasis. Caitlin says she craves it, and that lately, when the cows come inside, the edges of their ears have pearls of ice on them, but it melts by the time they leave the parlor. When it snows, it looks like they're covered in glitter, melted snow covering their warm bodies. That's what she wrote to me. Her talent for getting more milk out of the cows? Maybe it's because she sings to them.
And I don't know how that happened. I think I did it because it relaxed them, and it was relaxing for me. And I don't know how that evolved, but the acoustics in here are really good, so.
If you've ever had a baby, you know how much relief there is in finally letting down your milk. And like a parent singing to their infant child, it calms them both. Then the children grow up, and the cows eventually go dry. The milking is done for the night, and the ladies have left the parlor, as they say. Caitlin finishes cleaning up. Alan is out on a tractor doing something. The kids are playing in the dark by the barn. One of them calls out to Caitlin for help. His toy is stuck. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
Allie took a bunch of photos that you can see on our website at capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast. This local food report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.